the NFL draft, now about a week off. I'm joined in studio right now by a former running back from USC. He was an All-American, first-team All-Pac-12, fifth in school history with 3,619 yards. Let me run down these stats for you. 261 carries, 1,550 rushing yards, 19 rushing touchdowns last season, 9 games of 100 or more rushing yards, and the 2018 NFL Draft is next Thursday in Arlington, Texas. Ronald Jones joins me in studio. My man, what's up? How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Doing great. Great. Listen, from the outside, it feels like that draft valuation process goes on and on and on. If I myself am ready to see this thing in about a week, what's it like to be in the middle of it? How eager are you to find out where you're going to live, where you're going to work, and find out who's going to take you?
Yeah, I'm very eager. You know, like you said, you know, this process has been going on forever since, you know, started playing football, you know, 8 or 9, 10 years old. So I'm just ready to find out where I'm going to be for the next few years and ready to get that career started.
All right, so like you said, you've been doing this for a long, long time, working towards this moment, but it's still a business, right? You have to make a business decision. So when the season ended and you try to think about what you were going to do, take me through that process. How did you know that it was time to take your shot right now?
Yeah, so just, you know, after the season ended, talk to coaches, family, and, you know, I just felt like I was ready. You know, my other teammates were, you know, declaring and all that. So I felt like, you know, we had accomplished, you know, most of the things that we wanted to accomplish. And myself as a player, I was ready to take that next step.
All right, so you're a Texas kid. You come out here to play some ball at USC. You played running back at USC. There's a serious and storied tradition there. As you look back on your time at USC, what are you going to remember the most?
Definitely the Rose Bowl win, that and the Pac-12 championship. You know, just the connections I made with people and, you know, lifelong friends. Like, I still talk to people from my high school team and, you know, guys like Sam, Deontay, Marvell said that, you know, I'll always be close with. So.
Right, so what was it like to come out here and play some ball?
Oh, it was nice, man. You know, in Texas, we play, you know, that dirty football. So I started calling my teammates off, you know, things like that. But, you know, we got it all together. We had bottles with Whataburger in and out, things like that. But it was definitely.
My man, I was going to get there. I hate to go there because not only am I a SoCal native, but, man, my first job ever was at In-N-Out Burger. So
really?
I'm for you, for real.
Man.
For real. Like, I don't know if you ever get out to the 818, but in the valley off Winnetka, I worked at that In-N-Out Burger. So, you know, okay. I'm an In-N-Out guy. If you want to try and make an argument about Whataburger to me over In-N-Out, you go right ahead. Understand you're not going to get anywhere with it. But make the argument. Why is your burger better than our burger?
Our burger is better because it's more greasy. You know, it's greasier. Two is more patties. Well, okay, I try to say that back. Y'all can get a 3x3 and all that. But I'm better. It's just more flavorful. I'll just leave it at that.
More flavorful.
Yeah.
Wrong answer, Rojo. Wrong answer. You're entitled to your opinion no matter how rich you're about to be, but it's the wrong opinion. But you got to rep your own. I get that.
Yeah.
All right, so what about, is it, like, when you got out here, were you kind of making a joke about it? Or was the football softer out here? The kids playing high school ball, come to college out here. Is there a different brand of football between Texas football and, say, Cali football?
Yeah, I mean, I would say so. But, you know, the talent, you know, is still there. It's just a lot more spread systems and stuff out here, you know, the West Coast. And Texas, you know, we kind of do that smash mouth. Yeah, but, you know, skill for skill, you know, in the trenches, too. It's a very talented areas.
Ronald Jones joining us. So what are Friday nights like in Texas? Friday night lights, is it all that?
Yeah, it's jumping. You know, you got the pep rally, you know, the day of, cheerleaders, you know, all the fans coming in. And then, you know, we used to have the Bulldog, you know, come and run out the tunnel with us. So, you know, it's lit. And it's, you know, there's nothing like it, honestly. And, you know, those Friday nights, they go down.
All right, so when you meet with NFL teams, you've been getting ready for the biggest interview of your life. And you've had this interview over and over again. What kind of things do NFL teams ask you?
Yeah, they just ask, you know, about your background, just where you come from, what motivates you to play, and how much you love the game. So, you know, I'm just telling them, expressing, you know, what I can bring to the table as a running back and in other areas on the field.
All right, so when you're coming out also, there's going to be comparisons, inevitable comparisons. Daniel Jeremiah from the NFL Network is a guy who comes on this show. He's compared you to Chris Johnson. Now, I'm just going to be straight about this. I love Chris Johnson. This guy's one of my favorite players ever. And he made the comparison and said, quote, "You don't need a lot of touches to do a lot of damage. He can hit some home runs for you," end quote. That is really high praise. What do you think when you hear that?
Yeah, I mean, I would say the same. You know, 4.24, you know, he's got me in the 40, but I feel like our play speed and, you know, our play style is similar.
All right, we'll talk about your 40 in 1 minute, but I'm telling you about that guy. And that was not a huge guy either, by the way.
Yeah.
But he had that potential, that home run potential.
Oh, yeah.
Every time he hit the touch that ball, you thought there was a chance he could house it, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, and the 2,000-yard season, you know, the dreadlocks, you know, so all that, you know, we kind of embody. And he's definitely, you know, a player that I model my game after.
Rojo, Ronald Jones joining me in studio. At the same time, David Shaw, another guy that I hold in really high regard from Stanford, has compared you to Jamal Charles. Also, serious respect when it comes from an opponent. So what do you think when you hear an opposing coach talk about you? And then what do you think about that comparison?
Yeah, I love that comparison as well. You know, Texas guys, dreadlocks, all that. So, you know, again, one of the faces of the running back position. And then coming from, you know, a coach like David Shaw, you know, that means a lot, you know, that I've gotten respect, you know, over the years after competing with them. You know, we had some great battles back with McCaffrey and then this year with Bryce Love. So he knows talented back, so that's great.
Dave, you got some guys up there who can tote it. All right, so what about guys who play the game right now? I know you study a lot of tape and a lot of film. Yeah. Are there guys that you study right now that you really look up to or respect in their game? And, like, who comes to mind? Yeah, who plays right now?
Le'Veon, you know.
Okay.
David Johnson, AP still, LeSean McCoy, you know, all those guys. I try to, you know, especially LeSean, I feel like I'm more like him.
How so?
Just the shiftiness, you know, I'm working on my cuts, getting him, you know, he can stop on a dime, you know, so still working on that. And then just receiving out of the backfield, he's one of the best in the league. And
you know, what about Le'Veon? I'm sorry to interrupt. What about Le'Veon? I mean, that guy just goes about it in a totally different way, right? I've never seen anybody who has the kind of patience that he has. I mean, can you emulate a status like that? And what do you think when you watch him play?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you really can't copy it too much because somebody else might get ran down, but it works for him, you know, that patience. But Todd Gurley is another great guy I like to watch.
We're talking to Ronald Jones in studio. All right, starting with Arizona State last year, you had five straight games of 120 or more rushing yards, and you were averaging 20 carries per game during that stretch.
Oh, yeah.
So how much pride do you take in the fact that you could be that bell cow back, a guy that you can rely on, who can say, hey, man, get on my back. If you need me to carry it 20 times, I can do that for you, and I can do it week in and week out.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I definitely believe I can be that back, you know, at the next level, you know, adding weight, you know, still getting stronger, bigger, faster, all those things. So, you know, if that's what the team needs me to come in and do, you know, I can do that. And I prove that, you know, at SC with, like you said, the 25 carry, 30 carry game. So,
all right. So you talked about your teammates. Let me ask you about a teammate. Your quarterback, Sam Darnold, might be the first player chosen. All right. So there's the real deal right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's a team getting when they draft him as a player in terms of the whole package? What do they get?
They're getting a competitor, somebody that's going to care about his teammates, the organization, the community. The best quarterback, you know, in the draft, in my opinion. And just, yeah, he can make all the throws. You know, he's clutch. He's come through time and time again for us. So,
what's he like as a teammate in terms of a guy who's got to lead from the front and be that guy that everybody's looking at? Because, you know, that's a different job altogether. When you're a face of a franchise with the NFL, everybody's looking at you. There's a lot of pressure. Does that guy fit that role?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Yeah, he's first class. He's always got a smile on his face. You know, you never see him down. He's never rattled. And he's a leader. You know, he'll get onto us, you know, if guys – feels like, you know, guys are having too much fun. He has a good balance when to be serious and how to have fun out there.
How does he do that? Is he one of those guys who will get up in your grill and yell at you, or does he not need to, and can he do it a different way?
He would give me a look, like, if I'm, you know, if I, like, drop a ball in practice, he'll be like, hey, bro, what you doing, you know? But, he'll definitely get on the receivers and O-line, you know, make sure everybody's doing their job.
So, dude, if he looks at you like that, are you like, what are you looking at, bro? Or do you get it? Like,
you threw the ball too hard, bro. Like, give me the laces, you know, something like that. But
the laces.
Yeah, that's my guy.
All right, so earlier this month, you had a special pro day because you were not able to run at the previous one due to a hamstring injury, and then you throw down a 4.48.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what did that feel like, and how pleased were you with that?
I was pleased with it just to be back and to be able to finish the race, but I know I can run faster, so... it was, you know, half and half because, you know, I was looking to run a 4.3, but I wasn't as far as long recovered as I thought I was. I was about 88, closer to 90%.
So. All right, so if you're at 100, how fast can you go?
Yeah, I think I would have hit 4.38.
You think
sure.
So?
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, so what did you want front office types to know about you when they left from that day?
Just that, you know, I had taken the recovery process seriously, showed them some route running, you know, just the weight room, all that stuff, broad, so, yeah, just... got a chance to meet with some teams too.
Ronald Jones joining us. Who'd you meet with?
After the pro day or during this tour?
Yeah, afterwards.
Afterwards, just Tampa and I think New Orleans.
Was there any meeting that you thought went especially well that you thought, you know what, I think this is where I might end up?
To be honest with you, all of them. Yeah, all seven of the teams, you know, seemed very interested. I had great relationships because I knew some of the running backs coaches through recruiting in high school, believe it or not. So, yeah, all the trips were fun. You know, it was great to see all those different places and facilities.
Do you find yourself kind of reading through all the information? Like, do you go online to see what people are saying about you, or do you try to block it all off and tell your family and friends, don't run that back to me?
Yeah.
I don't need that. I don't need to see that.
Yeah, because my uncles and my mom, she'll send me some stuff, and I'll be like, yeah, I'm like, I can't pay attention to that, mom. But, just know I'm a play on the field when it's time to come.
It's part of it. You got to school the family up. You know, some people, some guys love that. Like Baker Mayfield, you and I were talking about him because we saw something on him before. Some guys love that fuel, man. This guy screenshots stuff that the media says about him. And others say, you know what, I don't need that in my head. I can't control stuff that I can't control, so I'm not going to focus on that. So how do you approach it?
Yeah, like you said, you just can't control, you know, what they put out there because, you know, they're going to say what they want. So I know, you know, what I bring to the table and how I can contribute to a team. And I know the person I am, too, so.
So lay it out there. What do you bring to the table? What's an NFL team going to get if they draft you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're going to get an every down back, you know, a speed guy with a great vision, you know, and power. You know, I can catch, you know, return, you know, whatever you need me to do. So I'm that guy. I can take it. A home run threat, you know.
And catch ball out of the backfield. Speaking of catching the ball, Darnold, he flies back for that second pro day so he could throw to you. Mm-hmm. What's that say about him as a teammate and a leader?
Yeah, that just goes back, you know, again to what I was saying about him always being there for his guys, you know. And that was last minute, too. Like, my agent, you know, contacted his, and literally right when he got from Cleveland, they picked him up and brought him to L.A. So, yeah, he's one of those guys, you know, if he's available, he's going to be there.
Dude, I don't want to make this out to be anything bigger than it is, but, I mean, that says a lot about that guy. I know you guys are tight and your teammates and your fam, and you do the same thing for him. This dude could go first in the draft, and he's making first a point of coming back to throw you the ball on your day because he knows how important that day is to you. I mean, that says a hell of a lot about that guy.
A lot. About him, and that's why I think, you know, he's even more deserving so of that first
overall. All right, so what do you do on draft night? Where are you going to be? Who are you going to spend it with?
I'll be in McKinney, Texas at Hutchins Barbecue with friends and family. I'm going to have something small, and then I might have another little get-together before rookie minicamp or whatever.
All right, so before I let you go, what are your days like? I mean, now you're a professional, and you got to get ready for this. So, like, your days, what's a typical day like for you in preparation for the draft?
Typical day? After all those visits, yes. You know, got done with those, and then, yeah, back in L.A. But, yeah, soon I'll be going to Texas while I'm training at MJP. And then, just getting in shape and doing all the right things until camp.
All right, so one more week. It's coming up. The draft about a week out right now. 2018 NFL draft starting next Thursday, a week from today in Arlington, Texas. Ronald Jones in studio. My man, thanks for sharing your thoughts. Have a great week. Good luck week from tonight, and really nice to have you on.
Thank you, man. Fight on. Y'all know I got
to
say it.
Fight on. You got to. You got to. Rojo, All-American, first team All-Pac-12.